ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With five big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Ruined its here on Triple M. Let's have a look back over what happened on the show during the week.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Its this week.
Number five, Tex Walker joined the show.
It's good to see you both.
And we learnt about Roo's predictions for the AFL season ahead.
Mark Rusciuto's top eight.
Well, I've got my eight in order. The Tigers finishing on top. Adelaide finishing second. I've got West Coast and Collingwood rounding out the top four. We've got Melbourne fifth. GWS, Geelong and Essendon to round out the eight. And I've got an honourable mention to Brisbane, maybe even sneaking in.
What does that mean?
Mark Rusciuto's top nine.
I would not be surprised if Brisbane snuck in. In that conversation to make the eight, I've got Port Adelaide and I've got Frio.
Mark Rusciuto's top 11.
I've got North and I've got Sydney.
This is getting ridiculous. Mark Rusciuto's top 13.
Named 18 songs.
No, I'm just saying the ones that are in a bracket. Just listen.
Tell us who's not in your eight.
Number four, Keegan stepped up to play our pressure test contest to win $1,000.
Give us 10 famous Kiwis.
Oh, no. I give up.
What?
That's it. I don't know any famous Kiwis whatsoever.
None. Not even going to try.
None.
What about Russell Crowe?
Nah. I suppose he's a Kiwi.
Oh, yeah. She's a Kiwi. I'm pretty sure he is. Neil Finn, Tim Finn.
Keegan knows you should always quit while you're ahead.
The list goes on. Richard Hadley, he's hung up. He's gone. Well, that was successful, wasn't it?
Oh, Keegan. Bit of a quitter.
I don't think he even gets a consolation prize.
Not like your question at all, did.
Couldn't be bothered. Probably not our best pressure test that we've ever done.
It's not our best pressure test.
No.
Number three, we learned about a new venture from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
What have we done now?
You just keep giving down there. Bit of China about this. Let's have a listen to it.
It's Port Adelaide's perfect pair. We're looking for single Port lads and ladies who are ready to mingle. If you're in the market for a black, white and teal romance, we want you.
Is this getting better and wetter? That sounded exactly like Helen from the Highly Street.
It's
Helen from Hindley Street. This is fair dinkum. This is on the Port Adelaide
website. Where
have you website. Found that? This is so fair dinkum. This is not someone taking the mickey.
Gee, the stands will be rocking this year if that's what they're doing.
Love is in the pair.
I've just matched with Kylie. It says here she's looking for love after Darren went to jail. She enjoys pokies, catching the bus, cane corns, arguing with people on Facebook, and is looking for a man with a full set of teeth.
Number two.
We learnt about an amazing shark story from Jay the abalone diver.
Yeah, absolutely. He was down diving on Saturday. I'll let him tell the story, but basically he's going across the bottom looking for abalone.
Hold on. I thought Jay was going to tell the story.
And then he comes into half a white pointer.
Leave a bit of story for Jay, Roo.
What do you mean half?
Well, it had been bitten in half. We're talking a 3 or 4 metre white pointer. Yeah. Let's get the man who was down on the bottom of the ocean right next to half a white pointer. His name's Jay and he's an abalone diver from Portland and he joins us now. G'day, Jay.
G'day, mate.
Sorry, Jay. Roo spoke too long. We're out of time. Number one, last week, Ditz was in a very accepting mood.
To all the transgender people out there, to all the gay people, to all the, heterosexual people, this is your show, okay?
Yep, that's Triple M in 2019.
If you're asexual, you're welcome to listen as well.
Yep.
But how quickly tables turn.
It's National Bullying Day today, Ditz.
What does that mean? We all need to bully someone,
No. More than 2 million Australian school students have been bullied.
I think it's bull dust.
What do you mean about that?
Not that many people have been bullied is what I'm trying to say. How about National Harden Up Day?
Oh, no.
I'm serious. Hey, Four Eyes. Well, that's bullying, is it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, carrot
top. That's what they call bullying.
Hey, ginger nuts. What, that's bullying.
Hey,
are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they do.
No.
If you'd like to be involved in Harden Up Day, log on to hardenthefupprincess.com.au and get your Harden Up Day kit now. It has a bag of concrete, a blue singlet, a 600ml iced coffee and a clip. Around the year from Chris Dittmar.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Its this week.
Now, I'm going to support you a little bit here. That's you had just rolled out of the car, the world's best car.
Exactly.
Tom, you're a little bit tired. I caught a little bit of Treader's disease. They talked a bit too much.
That is one of the best intros I have ever heard to a story. I'm going to say.
Can you keep doing the hosting and I'll just
No, please.
Unspecial.
We'll get through to 9 o'clock quicker if you do it.
Yeah, okay.
We fill the gaps.
I'm shutting my mouth.
Ruined It's on Triple M.
Ruined It's for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs with 5 big locations: Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale, and Gawler.